Beth Zion Tammuz, Monday 24th of June. Dein Chaim Kraus, car accidents.
It's just my ever, I believe, right? Just a word of introduction. You know, Onu Amelim, Behim Amelim, Onu Maskim, Behim Maskim, there are many things we do the same as the nations of the world. But the difference are profound and fundamental. One of the basic differences is how we approach financial matters. Every civilized country in the world has got its legal system. Some are more enforceable than others. But there are one of their Sheva Mitzvahs, but they do have it. We also have our legal system. But there's a basic difference. We've got our own legal system. But it's not just a way to ensure success, that there should be some social, it should be to the base of society and for the success of various economics. That's not what it's for. It's not only what it's for. There's a Ran writes in the Droshes Yud Aleph, he writes that the function of a melech was to enforce law and order. Sanhedrin was something other than that. Sanhedrin, besides paskening and doing various rituals of Botidinim, they were the keli with which to bring Hashpor and Treva to Klal Yisrael. The location of the Sanhedrin was none other than in the Beis Hamikdash itself, by the Kodesh Kodshim. Eitzel HaMizbeach, just as Chazal tell us, that the Mizbeach is Mezin and Meziach, that brings a Panosa for Klal Yisrael, that brings the Shefa Boch of Atzlocha down to Klal Yisrael. Having a Sanhedrin, having a functioning Beis Din, is the keli, the tzinoi, the pipeline, the keli through which HaKadosh Baruch Hu showers bracha and hashlacha on Yidden. That's how we understand, that is our Chazal guide us, that is one of the functions of practicing halacha in Choshem Mishpat, and as an extension of that, learning halacha in Choshem Mishpat, we are also bringing a hashpah of bracha batzlacha as in every word of Torah is learned, but specifically when we learn or oisken yon chayshem mishpat, then we are connecting with this gevaldik hashpah, which is eitzel hamizbeach, which is the bechina of nothing less than the Beis Hamikdash itself. So I've chosen for today just a few short shailas, because some of them can be quite common. And then the Mishnah, we're going to discuss a few basic halachas, and then again we'll discuss how they apply to us in our society, time permitting. The Mishnah starts off in Baba Kama, Abba Ovis Mazikin, the four basic Mazikin. There's Adam Mazik, Shoya Mazik, there's Eish, and there's Boye. When we learn these sugyas, we think, imagine a Shoya Mazik, who's got dangerous horns, and we say, hey, someone lights a fire, causes harm. These are all true, but the application they have in day-to-day life is far more than a person may think. Let's take the following case. A person is parked, stops his car, and the passenger opens the door at the back, and he opens the right-hand door, and an oncoming car, hits it and damages the car and damages the door. He had a quick look before opening the door, didn't notice the oncoming car, and he opened the door, and the door was damaged. Is he responsible to pay for that door? Right. Why is he chayav to pay? Well, the passenger opened the door. It did not properly. Yeah. What? Yeah. Oh, the passenger. Right.
The passenger sent into the car.
Right. Sorry? Sorry? Right. Oh, so this, what's he done? This the category of this mazik is considered what's he done. He's put an object in the way of a moving vehicle. Now, just as we know, if a person lights a fire and the fire moves and destroys property, then the person lights a fire is chayev. Similarly, if a person puts something in the way of a moving fire, that's equal. If someone puts something in the way of moving fire, that's equivalent of putting some of ash. Just as ash hamazik is lighting a fire and the fire moves. Similarly, if you put something in the way of a moving fire, that's also ash. Sorry? Oh, the boy doesn't normally move. What was mazik? The door was damaged, not damaged. The door didn't cause that. The oncoming car damaged the door. That perhaps will come to your case soon. The door was damaged by the oncoming car. So this is considered that like Eish HaMazik. Eish HaMazik, the Chayv as Eish, just as you open a door, just as you light a fire and it damages your Chayv, similarly put something aware of a fire and it damages also Chayv. Now there's another point to consider here. Just sidetrack for a moment, then we'll come back. The normal car accident involves while driving. If a person was pesher, negligent, or kavochem meizit, then certainly chayev. But when it comes to nizokin and kedushay amazik, eish amazik, boy amazik, if a person does reasonable, takes reasonable care, then he is potter. When it comes to car accidents, their liabilities are far, far more. Because the halacha is that Adam Mu'ed La'olam. A person is always, or has to be on guard. Whether it's mezid, whether it's shegig, whether it's oinus. Many cases of oinus, a person is also chayiv. Driving a car is equivalent to Adam Hamazik. It's not considered, even his shoy, even though it's his car that caused the damage, but he, by driving the car, is equivalent to Adam HaMazik, just as the Gemara says, someone who shoots a chet, someone takes a bow and arrow and shoots it, and that's Adam HaMazik. The person drives the car, that moving car, that moving vehicle is considered equivalent to a chet, an arrow, and as such, any harm that he causes, he is chayev, even if it would be some cases of oinus. Now, whether the oncoming driver will be chayev, that could be. Let's take a case where the person didn't have notice, didn't have time. They didn't have time. When the normal car accidents are considered a pshia because he didn't keep his stopping distance, normally. But here, let's say this is the case, let's say he didn't have enough time, let the oncoming driver didn't have enough time to stop. So let's say he was part that's considered a oinus, let's say. So the person has opened the door, let's go back to our case now. A person is opening the door. He opened the door, so we've said he's put the door in the way of the oncoming vehicle and he's caused the door to be damaged. So we said, number one, he's chayev. Why is he chayev? He is chayev because he is equivalent to an eish hamazik. He has put something in the way of an oncoming fire. There's an additional reason to say he's chayev. Because we mentioned just a few moments ago, there's a concept of Adam HaMazik. Adam HaMazik means if a person physically, with him or through any of his, he moves, makes something move, causes a direct damage, that is Adam HaMazik. An extension of this is, if someone would take someone else's item and put it in a place which is totally vulnerable and capable of being damaged, he takes an item and puts it on the middle of the street. Within seconds, anybody can come, either take it or a car can hit it. The fact of putting something in a place which is easily be damaged, that's equivalent to Adam HaMazik. That is equivalent to a Gami. An application of this is quite not so common that a person may put someone else's item in the middle of the road. But an application of this is if you go shopping, you take an item off the shelf and you think you want to buy it. Then you change your mind, you put it back. And you don't put it back properly on the shelf. And the next customer goes down the aisles, inadvertently knocks it off, you may be chayev. Why? He may ask, it's Groma. We know Groma, in fact, damages is potter. This may not be considered Groma. You, by putting something and somebody else's item in a dangerous location, in a position which is easily
easily be damaged, that is considered equivalent to Adam Amazik, equivalent to Gan Mi.
Not like
for
the first time.
Okay, a good question. We can't discuss that. I don't want to talk about it later, but all the differences are beyond the scope of this few minutes that we have. So what have we discussed so far? Before we go to stage further, we've discussed there's a concept of Adam Amazik, that a person causes harm, damage by his body, or by extension of that, or something he is, a missile he makes it move, either a chet or an arrow or a car. So Adam Amazik is a chayv afila ba'inus. And we said that a person puts something away of a moving vehicle, that is considered aish. And we've already also said that if a person put something, somebody else's item in a way, in a place which can be damaged, then that is considered Adam Hamazik.
Because this, the car park is got, the law of the highway code is that you're supposed to have 3 foot away from a parked vehicle.
Yeah.
So the actions that did not Hamazik lahach, it is asked is does an Izik lahach.
Right, okay. So let's take a case of that, the person behind him overtook him and damaged the car. Not the oncoming vehicle that was behind him. Yeah.
Excuse me, what about the driver? Why are you absolving him from responsibility?
He's
the only one with full visibility.
Right. Okay, now one second. Right, good question. That his door was damaged. He wasn't the mazik, he was the one who was damaged.
Yes, but yeah. He should have told the person behind, don't open the door,
right.
I can see
right, okay. In fact, the papers I've got here discusses, I've got written down all these cases. But let's take a case of when the driver said, be careful, and he wasn't. Right. Okay. Right. So, going back to the case of the passenger opened the door, and without giving the moving car an opportunity, and the moving car wasn't the one to blame for this accident, then the person opened this door. We said it's chayiv, even though we may ask lechayiv gam, it's indirect. We said it's chayiv because he has placed an item in the way of a moving vehicle, which is considered eish. We can now extend this. Not only would be chayiv as eish, but we can now consider, maybe it could be considered included in Adam HaMazik. What has he done? He has put this door in a dangerous location. He said if you take some of the item and put it on the M1, then you're chayiv, because you put it in a place which could easily be damaged. Similarly, by opening the door in a place or in the wrong place, wrong time, that would be considered Adam HaMazik. You've put it in a case, you put it in a place where it's vulnerable to be damaged. You may ask me, what's the difference if it's Chayev as Eish or as Chayev as Adam HaMazik? We're not going to be Chayev to pay twice. What difference is there if it's Chayev as Eish or Chayev Adam HaMazik? Sorry?
Kailas.
Oh, claiming the difference.
Oh. Would it be much better?
Yes. Yeah, we're passing Asian active always. Oh. So you could say, we said earlier that Adam HaMazik is Chayb even Bo'inus. Adam HaMazik bears much more responsibility than Eish. Eish, and any of these Mazikim, Eish, Shoye Boy, if you long as you take reasonable care, be chayiv. For Adam HaMazik, he's much more responsible, much more liable. So if we say, we may have a case which is was he careless in opening the door? If we decide he's careless, then he'd be chayiv even if it's eish. What happened if it's not careless? It was a borderline case. Would he be chayiv? So perhaps we could say, if we'd be included Adam HaMazik, then he'd be chayiv even if he was not so careless. However, we have to know that this will not apply in this case. Why not? Even though we explained that he's chayav as Adam HaMazik, but there's a difference in what type of Adam HaMazik we're dealing with. Adam HaMazik, where a person causes damage deliberately and with an action, that's Adam HaMazik. This case of a person putting someone else's belongings in a place where they would be damaged there, that is not an absolute case of Adam HaMazik. This is what's called Gami. Gami is more indirect. There's Gromo and Gami. Gromo is considerably indirect. They're your potter. They're Chibu De Shemayim, but they're Adam, your potter. Gami is something which is more direct. Like one example of Gami would be that someone
someone takes someone else has got a passport or a ticket and he wants to fly, and or even a loan document, and he burns it. So as a result of that, the person suffers a loss, even though it's a terrible loss. Would he be chayev? So that would depend whether Gami is chayev. We pass on Gami is chayev. It's an indirect loss. He hasn't touched the money in the bank. He hasn't. All he's done is he's destroyed the certificate and the way of proving it. He's got the right to travel. He's got the right to claim a debt. So that's an example of an indirect damage of which he is chayev. Some indirect damage is potter. So this is an indirect damage which you are chayev. This is considered Gami. This halacha of putting someone else's item in a place where it can be damaged is considered semi-direct. And therefore it's considered Gami and you be chayev. But having said that, Gami is chayev. It's got some limitations. If only chayev it was deliberate. If it was accidental, then it'd be potter. Gami is potter. So this, going back to this case of this gentleman who opened the door of his friend's car and it was damaged by either oncoming or traffic from behind in a way that the driver is not responsible, neither the driver of the stationary vehicle nor the driver of the oncoming vehicle, the only person who was to blame was the person who opened the door. And we consider whether he is chayiv. So we have to analyze this case. So number one, we measure be chayiv because he is Eisha Mazik. He has put this in a way of oncoming traffic, just as if you take someone's item and put it in a way of oncoming fire, you're chayiv. Similarly here, you're chayiv. And then we considered the second point, the reason why we could be b'chayev, and we said it could be b'chayev, because it's Odom HaMazik. And we have said that the chiyuv of Odom HaMazik are far increased, far greater than the chiyuvim of other mazikim, because Odom Mu'ad L'Olam, this person is a duty bound to be constantly on guard, even from sheikik, even from some type of illness. So we said that if a person puts someone else's item in a dangerous place, he would consider Adam a Mazik. Therefore, perhaps this person who opened the driver's car, the driver's door, is considered Adam a Mazik because it's put in a place which is vulnerable, could be damaged, and it was damaged. So perhaps he's chayiv even if he's not careless. So we said, that's not so, because the reason why it is chayiv, even as Adam a Mazik, but this is a reduced Adam a Mazik, it's a semi-Adam a Mazik, semi-direct, this is considered in halacha gami. It's not Adam HaMazik, which is chayv completely, and it's not gromo, which is potter completely. This is gami, a semi-direct mazik, which is liable for, but only if he did it deliberately or negligently. If he did it b'shoigeg, b'shach paskin, the simashin pei vav, that b'shoigeg, or something which is not careless, then you would be potter.
Let's talk
about a case of that he opened the door and the oncoming car got damaged.
The door got bashed and the car got damaged.
The car got damaged. No, let's explain this. If the car got damaged as a result of if the damage would have happened without him opening the door, then he's not liable. But as a result of opening the door, then the driver lost control and then it hit the stationary car, that would already be gromo. That would be gromo. He wouldn't be liable for that.
Then two people are responsible.
Oh, then we have to consider who is chayiv. All right. Now, let's go back. The same case, opening the door, but till now we discussed that the door was damaged. Now, instead of the case of the door being damaged, let's say the oncoming vehicle was damaged. He opened the door, and the oncoming vehicle was damaged. Now, normally, if a person keeps his distance, then these things wouldn't happen. And legally, certainly, in the English system, certainly, the moving car, the one behind, is always liable because he didn't keep his distance, and there's a code for this in Shulchan Arukh. But there can be cases where that wasn't the case. For example, in this case, he opened it suddenly in front of the oncoming car. Such a case. So the case we're discussing now is you open the door, and not the door is damaged, the door damaged the oncoming car. Would it be chayiv? Could this be Adam HaMazik?
He wasn't careful.
He wasn't careful.
Who wasn't?
The person opened the door.
That's the door,
But you have to open it.
Yeah.
The chayitz of pshiyah. Right. Okay. But it's pshiyah. Sometimes it's a shayik. Sometimes it's not necessarily. Sometimes. Okay. Let's assume.
Yeah. When he looked,
there was no car there, suddenly this car appears. Yeah. So it could be cases. Okay, in the case where it's Bashir. That's a very good question. Careless is not shaking. Careless is a Peshia and it's because equivalent to amazing.
If so, why should we do that?
Because we paskin, the Kunah, Shit Ramban in Dina de Gami is that's other mam, that is a Mazak Mamash. The Shach holds that we hold that Gami is only a Knas. It's a fine. So we penalize a person who did it deliberately or carelessly, but not if he did it inadvertently. Right. So again, this case, we're only discussing the case if a person opened a door car and the oncoming car was damaged. Yeah. So the Olam thinks that if it's Bashir, certainly Chayev. Yeah, I think the Olam is more or less unanimous. Yeah? Any opposition to that? Yeah, you know, I think your second and third, everyone agrees that if all the coming cut was Bashir Chayek. Yeah? It's not simple. Yeah. Okay, all these details have to be taken into account. So that, it's not so posh. Now what category of mazik is opening the door car and leaving it open? Well, it's not Adam, it's not Aish. This is considered equivalent to digging a pit in the public domain. Yeah. If you put anything, the classic case of Boya Mazik, if you dig a pit, and the animal falls in, then, or dies, or a person falls in and gets injured, then you are chayef. You are chayef. So what you've done here, you haven't dug a boy, but the Gemara says if you put an oven, put an oven in a public place, you also have, also equivalent to a boy. So what you've done here, you haven't, it's not your show, no horns on this car, and it's not ace, not other, it's a boy. So you put a boy in a public menace. That's what it is. You put a door in a public place. Now there's a rule in boy that Potter on Kalim. Potter on Kalim. And shortly after I started in the Cheshmish, I got a call from a Rav at that time, from a Rav in London, called me up. I don't know his name, didn't give me the name. Now if people are call me up, so I'll take a name in case I ever get back to them. He said, I was doing Mechavrusa tonight, and I walked into his house, and he just had his house painted. And he just had his house fresh painted. And I bought myself a brand new coat last week, a few hundred pounds. I walk in, and I got paint on my coat. He was very, very upset about it. So he said, and it started, it was a time of Chochmah, he said, the Gemara says that the Bob is sure, says, look, Gemara in the fifth page of Bob the Kama, did have permission to go in the person's house, did have not have permission. So when he finished, I said, Ross Mamechel's line. But what's he done? He hasn't actually damaged. What's he done to you? He's caused you harm. Which is considered, what's he done? He's created a boy. That's what he's done. Wet paint at the most is a boy. And look, his boy, put on Kalim. Your coat is a Kalim. So he's pot on Kalim. Pot on Kalim. So, boy is pot on Kalim. Interesting halacha. So this gentleman opened the door of his car, and while it was open, it damaged an oncoming vehicle. Then he has placed a boy in the shosarabim, and what has it damaged? It has damaged Kalim.
What happens if
the
bicycle arrives as a man and the man gets injured?
Okay. However, there's a Gemara in Baba Kama. No, it's in Misa, not by Chaifa Hezek. Shev Le'otam is Ptosu Misa. Otam is a Hezek Yechayev. Yeah. However, there's a Mishnah in Baba Kama. The Mishnah talks about two people. One was carrying a big beam. Mm-hmm. One was carrying a jug. And they collided. In the various cases which the Mishnah discusses, one of the cases is that the person carrying the beam was in front, and the person carrying the jug was behind, and the person carrying the beam stopped abruptly. And the person who was carrying, he didn't carry the jug, carried on moving, and they collided and they damaged. And then the Gemara discusses who's liable. So, did he warn him? Did he not warn him? And then the Gemara discusses cases where the person carrying the beam is chayef. It's Chayev. It's Chayev because Chayev the beam, and first walked into him, it's Chayev. Why is it Chayev? What mazik is he? What mazik is he? What's he done? He's not the Eish. He's a boy. So why is it Chayev on the Kaili? Boy, it's pot on Kaili. Standing, he stood still. Would he be moving? There'd be no problem.
This direct capture is a bit more than by other Mahamadic.
So Gvalt Kakasha, why is it Chayev? Why is it Chayev? Look at this word. No, Muki Yosef has this Kasha. Nah, Gvalt Kakasha. Oh, Shabbat, you have the light. Yeah, Shabbat. Okay. Yeah. He gives another test for the Muki Yosef. The Muki Yosef answers, he says that this boy, by the laws of gravity, should be on the floor. From this shoulder. The positioning is due to the person. The fact that it's suspended in air is that he is supporting it. There's a human koyach involved here. And the positioning of this mazik, of this beam, is due to human intervention. Direct human intervention. That is considered odama mazik. In the nature of the mazik was that the jug collided and is equivalent to boil it, but it's different because it's being supported by people. So now to go back to the case of the door. The gentleman had opened the door and is incorrectly, and what has happened is he's put it in a way that has damaged the oncoming vehicle. So he said he should be potted because it's boil and we're not killing. However, it depends what kind of door it is. If he would leave the door and the door would stay in its position and would cause a harm, then that would be considered boy potan kelim. But if the door would not stay open, would swing back, and only kept in position because he's still holding it, then that's exactly the same as holding a beam which causes harm, and the jug collided, and your chayev, that's called adam hamazik. Then that adam hamazik will be chayev. So again, if you want to know whether the person who opened the door is liable to pay for the harm caused to the oncoming vehicle, it would depend. Can the door stay open by itself? Then it would be potter. And if the door cannot stay open by itself, then it would be chayev because of the mamazik. Right, so we've discussed various halachas, various a few examples of mazikim according to the halacha. Now, we live in a society where every person, every vehicle definitely is insured. Are you allowed to claim from insurance, from the other person's insurance, if a PR locher would be potter, but insurance would cover it? Are you allowed to make a claim? So let's take the case of where the person opened the door, and the car, and it would stay open, and it damaged the oncoming vehicle, in a situation where we, as we explained, be potter, as boy of kelim, as a chamav lekelim, a boy be potter on kelim. But the insurance, they don't know this halacha, and they'd be happy to pay. So they would be prepared to pay. Are you allowed to put a claim against other person's insurance? Can you say, if I'm liable to pay, I'll put on my shirt. If I'm not liable to pay, I don't need to claim for my shirt.
You ruin, there's no claims for
him. Yes, they cause the problems. Cause the problems, Tim. It impacts his kids. So the law here is you are allowed to put a claim. In a society where both it's accepted that everyone does that, and it's even a legal requirement to be insured, therefore anybody using the roads then in such a way is accepting upon himself to be bound by the accepted commercial practice. And therefore, by the nature of using the road, he is accepting upon himself, for better or for worse, for his gain or for his loss, that he is allowed to use the insurance system to make a claim. Even if Api Aloch, he may not be entitled to claim, but if the insurance system is available and agrees to pay, then by using the nature of using these public areas, which involve the public, and in addition to a legal requirement, then it's understood that you're allowed to make a claim, even if it's going to impact the other person's insurance.
If you're spoiling open my door and damage your car,
yeah,
you pay for the driver.
Right, okay, what kind of doors it is? Okay, it's a good question. According to this, depend, then have to look into insurance. Who this would be?
It's not right, because insurance is a right of what's called subrogation. It only stands in the place of the person who caused the accident.
Right.
He's not liable.
Okay, then we'd have to have another discussion. Who is liable? Is it the driver's insurance?
What about no claims bills?
Yeah, but that's also... It doesn't matter. Sob of the kibble. Right, sob of the kibble. But if you're going clocking into an insurance system and you're using the public... A public domain, something which you interact with other people, and it's based on an insurance system, then you are agreeing to go by their.
Yeah.
Adata Dehoche, he went to, Adata Dehoche used it. Adata Dehoche, you're using the public roads.
Yeah.
And then between the passenger and the driver, they may have to sort it out. Okay, so we've just touched on a few examples, but again, I must state that any shaila that does happen, just as an example, an eye opener, how complex and how little things can change. Who would have thought of the difference whether the door will close or without, could stay open without holding it. And insurance, and other, if a shaila should never happen, in the event that do happen, then it's always advisable to seek a psak.